sometime, and he walks, it'd be middle of the summer, in that same white robe and white cap. He walks, and just like trying to intimidate, I guess, to let everybody know who he is. Well, a few days ago, I walk about 3 miles a day if I can, and it's not really doing much good, I don't think, but persistence will win the day. Hallelujah. But anyway, his uncle was walking, and I caught up with him, and we began to talk, and I found out that he was the imam of our Islamic center, which was that young man's uncle, and then he found out I was a pastor, and we began to discuss the Quran and the scriptures. And, you know, it was a pretty peaceable conversation. And we begin to talk about Daniel and the Antichrist and so on and so forth. But to make a long story short, for me, amen, that really, 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 amen, gets personal. Because he knows I'm a pastor in town. Wouldn't be very hard to find out my website and listen to my sermons on my website, and it don't take very long to find out that I am not pro-Israel. Huh? Amen. And all that being said, we are living in perilous times. Amen. And I admonish you, you know, we live in a time of social media and technology. And I understand all that, and I know there are those that if their hearts are not right, they abuse it. And I know that there are people that their hearts are right and they don't abuse it. But there is so much information out there, even on the internet, to make us aware of what our brother taught us today. I appreciate all of his labor and all that he had. But you know, that's at your fingertips too. Study to show yourself approved. It's right at your fingertips. We are living in the end. Amen. And I'm glad to know that I'm saved, that I've been born again. Hallelujah. That there has been a change in my life. Praise God. You know, I know there's some that I think sometimes that are beginning to you know, I believe we serve a great Christ, don't you? I believe there's never been a man like Jesus. I love to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord. But I don't think we can divorce from the fact that if he is a great Christ and we are preaching a great Christ, that, amen, we can, I know some that talk about him being so big, but they have no emotion. There's no worship. There's no praise. How can you talk about Jesus without it creating some type of emotion? Hallelujah. You know, it's kind of like that young preacher that was preaching and probably preaching like Brother Josh was last night, just, you know, getting after it. I mean, preaching, praise God. And after service, a little old lady come up to him and said, you know, she said, we don't need all that preaching. We don't need that screaming. We don't need that hollering. We don't need all that, you know, kicking up dust. There's none of that. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus, you know, he never preached. It bothered that young preacher. He went home. He got to praying about it. Well, the next night he preached the same way again. She met him again. Said, son, I'm telling you. He said, hey. Said, I read all through that Bible. And said, I never found a place where Jesus preached that way. But everybody he touched, they did. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. And I want to tell you, when he touches you deep down in your soul, you can't help but praise him. You can't help but lift your voice. That's why the psalmist said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Is there anybody that's redeemed here this morning? I say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Would somebody praise him? Would somebody clap their hands? Would somebody say, Jesus, we love you. We are going to honor you. We're going to praise your holy name. Oh, glory to God. I'll tell you, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. Appreciate all the preaching. I'm glad for the cross. I'm glad for the blood. I'm glad for the word. If you've heard me preach, I've tried to emphasize that. We got a guy in our part of the country named Jimmy Swaggart that's on the radio pretty good. And I like their music. I'll just be honest with you. Good old time singing. And every now and then I'll try to listen to one of them. Sometimes I do good and sometimes I don't do so good. Hallelujah. But, amen, they preach us and they bring us to that cross. And I believe in the power of the cross. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. This ain't what I was going to preach. I'm not going to preach what I was going to preach. I'm just testifying a little bit. Hallelujah. And trying to obey the Lord here. But they'll bring you to that cross. And that's as far as they get. And Brother David, there's no change. There's no transformation. There's nothing. They get you straight to the cross. But Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Yet not I live, but the life I now live, I live by faith through the Son of God. You can't just come to the cross. When you come to the cross, it's there you exchange your tattered garments and you take on new. But after the cross, he begins to live his life out in you. Amen. You become his hands that are reaching. You become his voice that is proclaiming. Oh, come on now. I'll tell you, if we serve the mighty Christ that I believe we do, I'm telling you, there is work to be done. Thank God for the cross. But it was A.W. Tozer that said this. He said, it will be a sad day in the church when obedience becomes legalism. Think about that. It will be a sad day in the church when obedience becomes legalism. I had a guy in a boat with me one time. We were fishing. He was a hyper charismatic when I first went to Sterlington. I mean, he was, Brother Horton, he's on steroids, charismatic. I'm telling you. And I was working for him because he come, a nice guy. I'm really, really nice guy. But, I mean, TBN was his thing. I mean, anything on there was God. And we were out in the boat one day fishing. And he got to talking about some guy named Kim Clement. And he said, this guy was a prophet. And he's telling me how mighty this guy was. And then he said, and he's got hair down to just above his waist. I said, what? I said, he ain't no prophet. He looked at me like, huh? What do you mean? I said, don't you know the Bible said, doth not nature itself teach you that a man should not have long hair? He goes, is that in the Bible? Is that in the Bible? I said, yes. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Amen. Let's read it. Go, glory to God. Go home and read it. I want to tell you, we are living in a time, amen, that that kind of fired him up. He was kind of a laid back guy, but he got fired up. He started saying, what about Kenneth Copeland? False prophet. What about Benny Hinn? False prophet. And the more he said, the madder he got. I thought he's going to hook me up on his rod and on his, his hook and throw me on out there. Are you hearing me? And finally he said, Brother Tracy, I like you. He said, but I am not coming to your church because you are a legalist. And I looked at him and said, well, I would rather be a legalist than an illegalist. Are you hearing me? If it comes to obeying the Bible, amen, I say, God, give us a heart that pants after God. Give us a heart that loves him not because... I don't want this way of life to become a drudgery to me. I'm going to say this and I'm through. Brother David and Brother Scott are swapping stories. I'm going to take Bill Park's story. Don't tell him. Hallelujah. This is a good one. How many know Sharita? All right. I love Sharita. Only one Sharita Parks. But she was reading this medical manual. And she was reading, you know, and getting all educated. And Brother Bill said that he was out working under the car and it was dinner time. So Melanie sent Sharita out there to him. Well, Bill knew she was coming, so he said, I'm going to act like I've passed out. Just play like something's wrong. So Brother Bill's just passed out. And Sharita comes out there and she, you know, checks his pulse. Yeah, and then grabs his hand and checks his pulse. And then all of a sudden, before Brother Bill, she goes, oh, brother. Amen. And started trying to give him CPR. Are you hearing me? Praise God. Brother Bill said the thing that bothered me was that oh, brother part. Amen. Are you hearing me? But isn't that how we are sometimes? Amen. When we come to church or when it comes to living right. Amen. Oh, brother. Here we go again, Lord. Oh, brother. Amen. Come on. Do I have to go to church on Wednesday night? Oh, brother. Amen. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you, God, give us back the joy of the Lord. That joy that is unspeakable. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Shout unto God today with a voice of triumph, church. Clap your hands. Let Him know that you love Him. Glory. Brother Etzel, I don't want to get to the place that it's. Brother Etzel talked last night about adding to and taking away. When I got saved, I got saved like Brother David talked about. And I know it's late. It's 1:30, dear Lord. And you're hungry, and I'm starting to feel good, and that's dangerous. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. But I got saved. And before I got saved, you know, I did what sinners do. Like he said, like a pig chasing slop. I went over to one youth gathering after I got saved, and after we'd ate sandwiches and chips and dip, they come and they had, back then it was the old VCR. Oh, yeah. And they put in that Terminator in there. And I just watched that movie before I got saved. I said, what are we doing? They said, we're going to watch the Terminator. I said, why? I said, I did that when I was a sinner. I'm saved. I don't want to watch that. I don't want that movie. You know, there was something within me. Amen. And I had to get up and I had to leave while they were mocking and making fun. I want to tell you, there may be a time, young person. Amen. You're going to have to take a stand. Amen. They may mock you. They may make fun of you. Amen. But if you get God in you, amen, you want to please Him. It's not going to be a, oh, brother. Here we go again. It's going to be, oh, joy. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a joy to serve the Lord. It's a joy to live right. It's a joy to live holy. But I made up my mind. I got saved under Brother Don Rich. He came out there, upset the apple cart, I guess. But I got saved. Then I went to the Bible school. When I got my convictions, I got them walking the hills of Pennsylvania. All right. It wasn't from a preacher. I said, God, I want you to show me what's in that Bible. And I want you to deal with me. And I'm not perfect. And I have made mistakes. Amen. That I'm ashamed of. But I want to tell you, I've always tried to have a heart after God. David had a heart after God. Amen. Are you hearing me? After God. Amen. What is our hearts panning after? I pray they're panting after God. I pray they're panting after the Word. Amen. I went there. God gave me convictions. A few days ago, through a current events, amen, I'd heard, you know, someone saying that you needed to live beyond the Bible. I was like, what? Beyond the Bible? I'm having all I can do to live the Bible. Good night. What are we doing here? Hallelujah. Praise God. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, help me. Amen. But while I was praying, amen, and the Holy Ghost was moving on me, I want to tell you, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, some 30 years ago, when they were cutting it out and they were making fun of it, amen, I planted my feet, amen, on solid ground, amen, and I made up my mind, amen, that I was going to please you. I was going to live righteously before you. Are you hearing me? I'm not saying I've never made a mistake. Amen. And you can't say that either. Amen. Thank God it's been by grace. But I said, Lord, here I stand. Amen. And I didn't move when they were cutting it out. And I'm not getting ready to jump on a bad wagon when they are adding to. Amen. Give me this book. If it's in the Bible, I want to live it. I want to live holy. Woo! Get your heart right. Get your heart right. You know what? I think one of the greatest things that would bring revival to the church is for the church to pray again like she used to pray. Man, I'm telling you, the prayer warrior is extinct. Just about instinct today. Well, I don't have time to pray. You have time to do everything else. Huh? I'm closing right here. Got time to do. But I think if the church could get back to the place where they pray, amen, prayer changes things. I believe that. You believe that? But I also believe prayer will change you and you'll change things. Hallelujah. And if we begin to pray until prayer changes us and then we change things, then we're going to recover the fear of God that is missing in the church. And there's going to be no perfecting of holiness until we begin to fear Him. There's got to be a healthy fear of God. Huh? I'm not talking about where you think He's got a baseball bat getting ready to knock you over the head. Peter said, I sojourn in fear. Amen. Because I want to please Him. I want to do what He's wanting me to do. I don't want to have this experience. Oh, brother. Oh, brother, I got to do. You mean He's having another revival? Oh, brother. You mean we got to go to camp meeting again? Oh, brother. He's asking us to come to prayer meeting and prayer revival. Oh, brother. Woo. Huh? Amen. Got a lot of people living in, oh no, Nehemiah's day. Oh no, another revival. Oh no, another camp meeting. Oh no. Oh no. Woo. Give us a revival where we say, oh yes, camp meeting. Oh yes, amen, preaching. Somebody's going to be preaching. Oh yes, somebody's going to be testifying. Like Brother Roberts telling us that there is still a God who is Jehovah Rapha and He can heal. Thank God. I pray the rest of the meeting is not a, oh brother, but it's, oh, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Oh, how many believe that?